Okay. Thank you, Harold, and nice to see everybody, at least see some people. A lot of you have your cameras off, but it looks to be about, what is that, 28, I think, on the screen today. May the Lord bless you and encourage you today. We're having a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous day. I think in the Fahrenheit scale, it's about 70 or 71 degrees here, and the sun is shining. And it's a great day. I hope to get out later this afternoon, perhaps, and take a walk. We have some visitors coming, some guests for supper tonight, and we're going to have some fellowship around the Lord and enjoy them. But it's good to have some fellowship with you this morning as well. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Psalms this morning, Psalm 49, please. Just for some opening remarks, Psalm 49. Now, I'm planning, Lord willing, to be back with you a couple of more times before Christmas, Lord willing. And in doing so, I'm going to do a follow-up. I don't know how far we're going to get today on this subject, but then I hope to pick up with it again in the days to come and do a follow-up. But let me read just a couple of verses in Psalm 49 for an introduction. Let me read in verse 6, Psalm 49 and verse 6. Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly. Just pulling that perhaps a bit of it out of its context and just emphasizing this particular thought, redemption is costly. And for at least this session and perhaps another session or more, I'd like for us to think about redemption this morning and a few sessions after this. Redemption. Psalm 107 is the next thought for a moment. Psalm 107. Now I'm going to ask you to sort of lick your fingers and get ready to turn because we're going to a lot of verses today. So sort of be prepared for that. Okay. Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Notice the emphasis now. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the land from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Emphasis on redemption is costly. Who can pay that price? Not another man. That's what we understood. But let us give thanks to the Lord. Let the redeemed, if there's anybody on earth that ought to be thanking God that they got purchased in the marketplace of sin, it ought to be the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Notice where he got them. He got them from the hand of the enemy, and he got them from anywhere and everywhere on earth. That's what he has done. Now let's go to the New Testament, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And let's notice verse 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. And it reads like this, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you're not your own. Watch it now. For you were, I'm going to use our theme, redeemed at a price. You see, that's what the word redeem means, bought. Maybe that's the translation you have. For you were bought at a price. Got it? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So our theme now for a couple of weeks is this, redemption. If you just open up your English dictionary, you're going to find out that the word redeem just simply means to buy. Or here's an interesting second part of that English translation, buy back. Don't you like that? Buy back. So God is in the business of redeeming, of redemption. Now, I didn't count all the times that the word redeem or redemption or redeemed is used in the New Testament, but it's a lot of times. But what I want to share with you this morning is that there are four different Greek words that are translated redeemed or redemption in your New Testament. And these four words are going to give us an exploded definition. It's going to give us a definition where we can begin perhaps to appreciate redemption maybe in a way that we never have before. And so I'm not going to try to teach you any Greek. I can hardly speak English myself. My wife said I have trouble with that sometimes. So we're not here to give a lesson in Greek words. But I do want to tell you that the English word redeemed or redemption is found in four different Greek words. And each one of these words has a different emphasis, of which you and I can certainly appreciate. Now, before I get into this, let me just tell you that I heard a story a long time ago about an Englishman who actually went to an auction. They were auctioning off slaves, and they would bring them up one at a time, put them on the platform. The buyers could view them, their age, their strength, their sex, et cetera, and then the bidding would start. There was a young black man who was on the platform to be auctioned off, and an Englishman started bidding along with some other people. And finally, the Englishman won the bid and purchased the slave. This young slave may have even been a Christian, no way to tell, but he certainly looked at his new master and said, how could you? I'm created in the image of God just like you are. I'm a person with a character and an integrity just like you are. How could you possibly buy me to make me your slave? He said, no, you've got this all wrong. You don't understand why I bought you, he said. I bought you to give you your freedom, to release you so that you could be all that God wanted you to be. Dear friend, today, let us not forget that when we are redeemed, we're not redeemed to be put back into the slave market. We're not redeemed so that We can be trodden down and beat down and pressured and in any way made to, against our own wills, serve the new master. You see, God has redeemed us. Are you listening? To set us free. Jesus himself said it, did he not? If you know the truth shall set you free. If you meet the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus himself, you'll be free indeed. And I want us to keep this in mind as we think that we've been bought with a price. And the price is very costly. Remember we started that? Who can redeem another one? There's not enough money. There's not enough integrity. There's not enough honesty. There's not enough self-righteousness that could ever redeem a small child. None, none. It's costly. But God paid the highest price he could afford. And he has bought us. And interestingly enough, the Webster Dictionary is not wrong. Bought us again. Or buy back is the idea. God created us in his image. We were lost because of rebelliousness and disobedience, lost and put into the slave market of sin. And one day God steps out of heaven and redeems us, buys us back to himself. And so these various Greek words, which you will not see in your English Bible, tell us some differences about this. Now I want us to look at the first one. Let's go to Titus chapter 2. Book of Titus chapter 2. 2 Timothy, Titus chapter 2. And let's read in verse 13, Titus 2 and 13. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. And then a very common verse that's often used with redemption. Please go to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. I encourage you to write these references down. I've got dozens of them. We cannot look them all up, but let's look this one up. 1 Peter 1 and 18 says this, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, or even your aimless conduct received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. What, now, this is all I want you to know. The Greek words that are used in Titus 2 and 14 and 1 Peter 1 and 18 simply mean this: to release on the receipt of a ransom. You got it? Someone paid something. It is costly to purchase. To buy again. And really, that's what we get. Now, the context tells us some other things about redemption, but that word itself, okay, redemption in those verses and others, I think there are a total of about maybe eight of them or something in the New Testament. But nevertheless, just get this part. Redeemed here means to release on the receipt of a ransom, okay? That's our first word. It's lutrao is the word, but never the mind about that. Now, for the second word, which is used 31 times, okay, has a little added flavor to this word redemption. and I want to just give it to you. You can jot this down. The second word we want to look at is to buy for one's self by a price freely paid. Okay. Our first word, redeem, means, okay, release. I've got you. I bought you. The price has been paid. Second word is to buy for oneself. You see, I could buy something for somebody else. That's called a gift, isn't it? I buy a gift and I give it to someone else, or I can buy something for myself. This word, okay, agorazo, this word means to buy for oneself without any resentment, with not having to do it. This is something you want to do. You find something, you want it, you're willing to pay the price, and you buy it for yourself. Okay, let's look at it. Revelation 5 and verse 9. Revelation chapter 5 and verse number 9. Let me read it for you. Verse 9, Revelation 5. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll, this is the Lamb, and to open its seal, for you were slain, notice now, and have redeemed us to God by your own blood, out of every tribe, every tongue, people, and nation. And then it goes on to say some other things about that. To buy for one's self. We've already read that we are bought with a price. We're not our own. And then let's go to chapter 14, same book, Revelation. Chapter 14. And notice verse 4. Revelation 14 and 4. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed, look at it, from among men. From among men. And being the first fruits to God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault, therefore, before God. Emphasis on they were bought from among men. The word redeemed here means to buy for oneself. God, if you could get this picture in your mind, God is stepping out of heaven, coming to the earth, to the marketplace of sin. And as he views the marketplace of sin, he decides to buy, not just to buy, but to buy for himself. God is purchasing for himself. He redeems for himself by a price that is very costly, a price that is called in the scriptures, precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now let's go to another word, a third word. So first word, to release on a payment. Second word, to buy for oneself by a price you don't mind paying. And the third word is to purchase out of the marketplace. Here's the emphasis. Never again to return. You see, I was doing a little bit of research on slavery. Do you know that in some cases, it was actually common that some slave owners would buy slaves, are you listening, only to resell them? Huh? Or maybe get a deal. They went to the they got it for a low price. It's like car dealers, they go to the auction, they buy a car for a low price, they put it back on the market and they sell it for a high price. There were slave traders that did that. But this word, ex agorazo, means to purchase out of the marketplace, never again to return. They're never put back for sale again. Let's go to Galatians, please. Galatians and chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. And let's notice verse 13. Galatians 3 and 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. That's the emphasis. That word means he has bought us from the curse of the law, never again to return under the curse of the law. Same book, chapter 4, let's notice verse 4 and 5, Galatians 4 and 4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, here's our word, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as as sons. Now, I'm just going to go back and reread a verse that I read in Revelation chapter 14. Just listen to this. These were redeemed from among men. Okay. Here's the point. God comes down and from among men, from fallen humanity, from those who have turned their back on him, he purchases with a price that's freely paid to purchase people for himself. We're bought with a price. We're not our own. We're God's now. We belong to God now. And never again to return. I mean, dear friend, if I knew nothing else about eternal security, that one word, redeemed, in those two verses carries with it that thought, purchased out, never again to return. Okay, let me give you the fourth word, this word of redemption. Give you the fourth word, and it means this. It's apolutrosis is the word, but here is the meaning. Full deliverance of the soul from sin and the body from the grave. Full redemption. This word's used 8 times in the New Testament. Full redemption of the body and the soul. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And let me look at verse 14, just for time. Just this one verse, 14. Colossians 1 and 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. That word, that Greek word, carries this thought. Full redemption of the soul. Full redemption of the soul. Then go to Ephesians, please. Back to Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 7. And then I'll review these with you once more. Ephesians 1 and verse 7. Okay, we read this. In him, that is Christ, we have redemption. What kind of redemption are we talking about? We're talking about full redemption of the soul from sin and the body from the grave. This is absolute, complete redemption. Forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So, 4 words that carry with it these meanings. Number 1, to buy on the receipt of a ransom that is paid. Number 2, to buy for one's self. Number 3, to purchase out of the marketplace, never again to put on sale or to return. And then number four, full, complete redemption of the soul and body from sin and from the grave. Now, just in closing today, I want to give you, if we can sneak it in here, I want to give you this. I want to give you redemption in four ways. Four ways. Jot them down if you can. Here we go. Redemption in the past. Okay. We're going to look at Galatians again. We got to hurry now. This is Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. Redemption in the past. Notice the tense, 3 and 13. Christ has in the past redeemed us from the curse of the law. Got it? Past. Redemption in the present tense. Okay, again, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Ephesians 1 and 7. In whom, this is present tense now, in whom we have redemption. Got it? Redemption in the future. Look at same chapter, verse 14. Verse 14. 13 says, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Notice verse 14. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until future now, the redemption of the purchased possession. Who is the purchased possession? That'd be us. Us. We got redemption in the past. He has redeemed us. We got redemption in the present. He is redeeming us. We have redemption in the future. He shall redeem us. And one last one, we'll sneak it in. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. And notice verse 12. Hebrews 9 and verse 12. And it reads, not with the blood of goats and of calves, but with his own blood, he entered into the most holy place. Notice, once for all, having obtained what kind of redemption? Eternal redemption. Redeemed in the past, he has redeemed us. Redeemed in the present, he is redeeming us. Redeemed in the future, he's going to redeem us. And redeem us forever, eternal redemption. Bought with a price, bought for oneself, bought never again to put back on the slave market of sin, and absolute, full, and eternal redemption. Now, let the redeemed of the Lord say something, would you? I mean, I can't hear you, but God bless you. Say something. Say praise the Lord. Say hallelujah. Say wonderful. Say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Listen, folks, this gets better. This is kind of an introduction to redemption. And I'm a little bit, I'm sorry that we had to look up all these things, but this is Bible study. This is for the redeemed. The unredeemed, they can't do it. They don't know it. They have nothing to thank God for, but you and I do. Let the redeemed of the Lord say praise the Lord today. Let's pray. Father, it's our absolute delight to join with the redeemed. Oh, one day in heaven, every tribe, every tongue, every nation, all of the redeemed are going to gather. And they're going to remember that they're not their own. They've been bought with a price, never again to return, eternal redemption. And Father, we can only imagine the voices that are lifted up in that choir that day to praise the Lord, the Redeemer of our souls. Lord, help us to appreciate redemption in the name of the one who by his own blood redeemed us, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Amen.